Canada's Prime Minister says intelligence shows that an Iranian missile was responsible for shooting down a Ukrainian passenger jet over Tehran. All 176 passengers on board were killed, including 63 Canadians. Our North America correspondent is David Lipson. David, what's the Canadian Prime Minister had to say?
Well, Kim, Justin Trudeau has put some serious meat on the bones as to a theory that's been growing in stature, if you like, in the last hours and days. That is that it was Iran that brought down this passenger plane carrying 176 people on board soon after takeoff from Tehran. Here's what he had to say.
We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional. This new information reinforces the need for a thorough investigation into this matter.
That's the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. David, the US President Donald Trump was floating a very similar theory not so long ago.
Yeah, he was indeed, Kim. He wasn't nearly as specific, but he was certainly asked about media reports here in the United States that intelligence sources had suspected with a high degree of certainty that indeed that plane was shot down accidentally by Iran. Here's what the president had to say. He didn't think, by the way, that it was mechanical failures. Have a listen.
Somebody could have made a mistake on the other side. Could have made a mistake. It was flying. It was flying in not our system. No, it has nothing to do with us. It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question. Personally.
David, in the meantime, the president has also given a bit more detail about the so-called imminent attack that was in the works that led him to order the death of Iran's General Qasem Soleimani.
That's right. A small amount more detail. Up until now, we've just been hearing those words repeated, that the attack was imminent. We heard the Secretary of State say that Iran was planning something big through Qasem Soleimani, but never really any discussion of exactly what target was expected to be hit by the Americans. Today, Donald Trump seemed to let slip that he believed it was the US embassy that was indeed in Qasem Soleimani's sights.
We caught a total monster and we took him out. And that should have happened a long time ago. We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy.
That's the US President Donald Trump, and before him, our North America correspondent David Lipson.